This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Years ago, a crack commando unit was sent to prison by a military court for a crime they didn't commit. These men promptly escaped from maximum security stockade to the Los Angeles underground. Today, still wanted by the government, they survive as soldiers of fortune. If you have a problem, if no one else can help, and if you can find them, maybe you can hire the A-Team.
That's a cheesy 1980 show. We're not calling for violence. We're calling for word of mouth, prayer, and money. You want somebody to fight for you? You don't want to roll over and die? I mean, ladies and gentlemen, have we not delivered? We have been toe-to-toe with these people. We have blown so many of their operations. That's why they hate our guts, ladies and gentlemen. Well, the system's coming after us with everything they got. And I'm not going to give up. I can't give up. But you know, I hope I'm not just some sick form of entertainment. Like Trump with all these indictments, and now Trump's been crying at these events and breaking down for the first time because he's so emotional, he's so committed. It's not weakness, it's strength. And that's where we are, ladies and gentlemen. That's where we are. Gerald Celente takes over at 15 after. We'll skip that break so he has more time. I'm going to hit Owen Schroyer's federal sentencing requirement, federal sentencing recommendation, because the articles about it are bad, but they're nothing compared to the document. They're not just saying they're trying to put him in jail for his speech on January 6th. They say he's not remorseful. He still says the election's stolen. They're saying they're doing it because of what he said. This precedent is gargantuan. This precedent is colossal. It's gigantic. It's absolutely huge. And again, I don't know how when somebody attacks you to roll over. I've never done it. And I don't know how the average person thinks rolling over to this is going to get them ahead. It's not, folks. And it's going to inspire a lot of people to see the tyranny to say no. And like I said in the first hour, we can't sit here when everybody starts joining us and say, well, they didn't used to be with us. They must be evil. No. Not everybody's Ted Nugent or Alex Jones. Not everybody's Ron Paul. Not everybody's T. Edward Griffin. Not everybody has day one got all this and been basically pure from the beginning. We've all learned in the process. We've made mistakes. But yeah, you can sit back and say, well, who's always been the same? Who was day one from the minute they showed up in the political scene was, you know, Top Gun? There's not many of those. And I don't judge people because they didn't have family that educated when they were a child like mine. If I didn't have my family that was in Iran-Contra and CIA mind control and all that, people go, oh, look, he got a secret clip. Jones admits his family. Yeah, folks, I already told you that a long time ago. And my family broke with it and spoke out against it and said it was wrong. And so because I had them, I was able to know what was happening before it happened. So then, just like I had family that worked for the system and didn't know, who broke with it, I see people that work for the system and are breaking with it now as good. And that's what it comes down to. We have to be ready to win. We have to be ready to say no. We have to be ready to take the reins of power from the out-of-control, psychotic, degenerate bureaucracy that is an enemy of humanity. It's that simple, ladies and gentlemen. And that's where I stand, and it's where I'm always going to stand. When I get up here and tell you the things I know, it's not to impress you. Like when I tell you I was involved in abortions, it's to repent. Like the abortion doctor I sent you guys, and I didn't see it in my list. If I don't get it today, just write a note where the doctor testifies to Congress about murdering babies. And he says, I'm sorry, I was wrong. God touched my heart. We appreciate him going public. We don't reject him now that he's telling the truth. Because I can sit there and say, I've been politically truthful from the start. I've been on the right team from the beginning. Most people don't get to do that. Like Darth Vader was on the right team, then the wrong team, then the right team at the end, as an analogy. But when it comes to politics, I've been on the right team the whole time. But I personally have done devilish stuff. But Christ has forgiven me. And I have been transmuted. My sins have been forgiven. We'll be right back. InfoWars.com. Tomorrow's news today. But I am calling on the Darth Vaders of the world to join us now. Join me. And I will complete your training. Separately, we got some really good news. Because it's a great product you love, and people want it, and it funds our operation at 360 Win. Bodies, ultimate turmeric formula, the strongest you're going to find anywhere. Jam-packed, a big old giant bottle of stuff that destroys inflammation, that empowers your neurological system, you name it. I mean, it's just so amazing. God gave it to us, and it's the strongest curcuminoid out there. Other leading brands are like 70% curcuminoid. Most brands are 5% curcumin, and that still does a great thing for you. This is the strongest anybody makes, 95% curcuminoid. I am so glad this is back. I have been out of this myself for months. We've been sold out of this for almost 7 months. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, back in stock, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Segment coming to you from ATX.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
U.S. Stay Behind Network in Texas, defending the Republic. Coming to you from occupied territory. UN Command Base Austin, in our bunker. I am your host. Quite frankly, I wouldn't rather be anywhere else. It's going to be on the right side. Going to be with you. All right, ladies and gentlemen. I want to finish up with this, as I mentioned earlier, before the great Gerald Celente takes over. Because this has really caught people's attention. There's hundreds of news articles about it. Reportedly tomorrow after his sentencing in the morning, there's going to be 50 news cameras out there at the federal kangaroo court facility. There at the federal courthouse. But here is the United States District Court, the District of Columbia, United States of America versus Jonathan Owen Schroyer. And it is a 30-page document. And in it, they openly say, and nobody's picked up on this. They pick up, oh, we want jail time for what he said on January 6th. The election's stolen. We have a tyrannical government. Joe Biden's a pedophile. People are like, wow, that's incredible. No, they say, we want him put in jail for what he has currently said in the last month and a half. And they give exhibits for that. Now, he was first arrested right here when they said conservatives aren't allowed to protest even with signs of the Capitol. He put a piece of tape over his mouth saying censor. They let kids sing pro-globalist songs right in front of him. That was okay. While he did it, they weren't arrested. He was. He went on probation for it, and because he was outside the Capitol with me, they then charged him. You say, okay, well, that's their technical excuse. Now they say, no, it's about his speech on January 6th, before and after. Unprecedented evil. Arrested for a silent protest. Here's the video. Here at TV Bureau, you can see it. We'll repost it at InfoWars.com, the live show feed. So let's go back to this document. Let's flip to the pages here, because there's a lot of this, but I want to get this right on record. This is on January 6th. They go on to say he broke through barriers. Did not do that. Should have been broken down. They say he told people to attack the Capitol. No, he didn't. He said don't do it. We will not accept the fake election of child molester Joe Biden, that Chinese communist agent Joe Biden, and we know where he belongs. And it's not in the White House. They go on to say this is him on band.video. Schroyer breaches the perimeter and enters the west side of the Capitol. Totally open. We go in. We have a permitted event. We're going over there. They lie. Now, they get into this later. They lie and say the police tried to stop us. So they said, please help stop it. We have it on video. After several attempts and no positive responses from police with this request, which they admit was to stop and say, person one, that's me, to let me on their speaker system to tell people not to go in the Capitol. After several attempts and no positive response from the police, this request, the group decides to just get up there. Now, I had the police. We have it on video. We've not released it. It's on body cam. They're going off so that it was public. They said, yeah, go up, use your First Amendment to stop it. So we have you. It's been given to everybody. It's ready to be released as soon as you try your crap. They're going to say various chants, including USA and 1776. You got to get a hold of the crowd. You got to get them to listen to you. 1776, America first. Now, let's leave. Do not go in. You've all seen the videos. We released that part. We just want to send a peaceful message, is what Owen said, with the building behind him. So they quote him saying, we're just here peaceful, leave the Capitol. That is part of his crime. You've all seen the video of me, the videos. You all know this. We helped thousands not get in. They wanted to set up and put in gulags. Some didn't even touch a police officer, walked through velvet ropes. They waved him in, 3 years in prison. Here's page 14. On January 17, 2021, on the InfoWars broadcast, now we're... Schroyer stated that he realized something about January 6th, Exhibit 15, May 15th, InfoWars broadcast, while downplaying the, yeah, January 6th got a little out of hand. They weren't burning down buildings or shooting cops. Yeah, there was some violence against the police. There was a little bit of violence in the building, too, property damage. Schroyer stated that January 6th, like a mouse that roared, compared to Democrats' riot, Exhibit 15, 17, InfoWars broadcast, at 0021 minutes. He went on to say, we should have rejected their narrative on January 6th, and frankly, at a certain level, we shouldn't have been proud of it. We should have been proud of what happened on January 6th, but they stole that from us, meaning protesting peacefully. They cut it out of context. Page 18. Notably, for a misdemeanor defendant like Owen Schroyer, the absence of violent destructive acts is not a mitigating factor. Had Owen Schroyer engaged in such conduct, he would have faced additional charges. So he's innocent, makes him bad. Schroyer cannot light a fire with a can of gasoline and then express concerns of disbelief when it explodes. You and Ray Epps and the Democrats and the D.C. police break in. So it's all his fault. Page 20. Schroyer's words and criminal actions surrounded by January 6th are inextricably intertwined. Imposed a sentence of incarceration would not punish Schroyer for his beliefs of any associations. It would punish him for appropriate, and they give the U.S. Code. Finally, his statements and actions after January 6th illustrate his complete lack of remorse. To date, despite a number of opportunities he has taken to speak about the election of January 6th, they go on, see, he's questioning the election. He has yet to sincerely demonstrate genuine, this is the most important part, finally, his statements and actions after January 6th illustrate his complete lack of remorse for doing nothing. To date, despite a number of opportunities he has taken to speak about the election of January 6th. So they're watching his show. He is not the communist Chinese, not the children being run across the border, not the fentanyl, they're watching you. He has yet to sincerely demonstrate genuine remorse for his conduct for doing nothing, except being a hero trying to stop folks going in. As recently as August 28, 2023, Schroyer continued to spread the conspiracy theories from the 2020 presidential election on his internet show, on a bunch of radio stations, you name it, streaming program for anyone with a computer to watch, how evil, that Donald Trump won the 2020 election. So they are saying, we want jail time for him saying they won, Trump won the 2020 election. So, he has yet to sincerely demonstrate genuine remorse for his conduct. As recently as August 28, 2023, Schroyer continued to spread the conspiracy theories around 2020 presidential election, so it's not his right to do that, on his internet streaming program for anyone with a computer to watch it, that Donald Trump won the 2020 presidential election and he will win 2024. Oh my God, he will win 2024? That's even worse. Unless there is a fraud like there was previously. In the sum, the court can hold and should consider the defendant's statements and conduct in determining an appropriate sentence, which should include incarceration in light of the nature and the circumstances of his offense. which they just said was Trump had it stolen, the American people had it stolen, and they're going to try it again. Totally 100% protected, and it gets worse after that. Out of the hundreds of articles I've scanned over, no one says, they go, oh, since he said it was stolen before January 6th, they want jail time. No, currently on his show, in 2023, in May, June, and July, and August, they say, we want jail because he's going forward with the lie that Trump won. He could say Trump was made out of cheese. He could say Trump was Santa Claus. He could say Trump was Mary Poppins. That's not true. But clearly it was stolen. Clearly there's all this intimidation. And clearly they've indicted the president. And now they're looking at Owen saying, he said this, Your Honor. We want jail time. Don't you get it, folks? These are lawyers. They can do this to Owen. You're the target. What does Biden say? White supremacists, voter questioners, lockdown questioners. They're the terrorists. We got to get them. They are openly setting the precedent with this to take all of your rights and all of your freedoms. This is so over the top, but it's the next phase of their operation. JonesTrends.com takes you to the trend.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices?
Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Let's send them to jail. Anybody that disagrees with you, send them to jail. This is terrible what's going on. And everybody listening, get this in your head. You better do something. Anything you can to support InfoWars. Anything. Anything. Because they're next. I'm next. And you're next. And you know what your next is going to be? When they get us into World War III, quote, officially. It's already there. Even now, over in Ukraine, they're saying World War III's begun. Yeah, we only said this when it began, on February 24, 2022. They're robbing us of our freedom in front of our eyes. What is this? What are they going after? Oh, for what? What did he do? Oh, misinformation. And again, what Alex just read. What are you talking about? How about bringing all of these politicians that vote for war, that kill people, how about bringing them up on murder charges? I want to see little Georgie Bush brought up on murder charges. I want to see Clinton brought up on murder charges. Hey, out of the mouth of Hillary Clinton. When asked, how do you feel that Muammar Gaddafi has been killed? We came, we saw, he died. Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. As long as you promote war and hate, you're okay. You speak about peace and love. Here they are, war criminals of the first degree, one after another. Yep. These are the people running and ruining our lives right in front of our eyes. Look what's going on now. Again, how they sell hate, fear, and hysteria. But it's all about the bottom line, whether it's the military-industrial complex or the big corporations. You got this story over here. What did I do with it? In today's Wall Street Journal, Vietnam, U.S. strengthened diplomatic ties. Biden in Hanoi visits secures pact, putting America on the same rung as China, Russia? The U.S. entered a new and strengthened diplomatic partnership with Vietnam. Yep. I'm of the Vietnam War era age. I'm prime draft meat. Every day I'd wake up and they're going to get me, they're going to get me, they're going to get me. And to make this clear, I was too stupid to see what a lie this war was. I believe the crap spewing out of the mouths of the politicians. Because as Richard Nixon, another warmonger, said, the American people don't believe anything until they see it on television. And a CIA slob, William J. Casey, the jerk, that's the J, I offers the other word, we'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American public believes is false. He said that in 1981. So going back to the Vietnam War, The only reason I didn't want to go is I'm seeing these guys walking through water like this with all this weight on their back with their guns over there getting shot at. That's why I didn't want to go. So now we make this deal with Vietnam, right? Who's your president, girls and boys? Oh, the draft dodger in Vietnam. Oh, we love those commies. Those dirty, rotten commies. If we don't stop them, those dominoes are going to keep falling. And before you know it, all of Asia will be communist. And then there'll be dominoes will fall on the shores of California. That's the crap they made up. And you know who the guy over there, Biden, goes there to Vietnam? Oh, yeah, Vietnam, who now supplies America, our second largest importer of clothing and shoes. That Vietnam, because they got cheap labor. Draft Dodger Biden. You ready? Got Biden over here. Biden received 5 student draft deferments and a medical exemption. What, for being out of his mind? No, no, no. Biden not only received deferments for his undergraduate days at the University of Delaware, of 3 years of law school at Syracuse University. When his education deferments expired in 1968, Biden requested deferments based on the fact that he had asthma as a teenager. This guy, I don't know, the guy who wrote this article is Lawrence J. Cobb, Corb, K-R-O-B, January 21st, 2021. He goes on to say, he did this in spite of the fact, according to his own book, he was a star athlete in high school and in college played intramural sports and was a lifeguard in the summer. Yep. And little George Bush, hey, happy 9/11 day. Here we are. Oh, yeah. The war on terror that made life so lovely that they spy on us. Homeland Security, NSA. Yeah, that little Georgie Bush. Same thing. Draft dodger. After graduating from Yale in 1968, President George Bush used his family connections to allow him to listen to the Texas Air National Guard for a 6-year stint as a pilot. He did this because it became clear that President Johnson would not activate the Guard to go to Vietnam. Therefore, it became almost impossible to get the Guard, get into the Guard in 1968. Nobody could get in, but Bush did because, hey, look who, you know, look at the family he comes from. As George Carlin says, one big club and you ain't in it. Especially for someone like Bush who had low scores in the 25%. Low scores. Listen to that jerk talk. Oh, and 80% of the people believe the crap spewing is out of his mouth. We got to get that guy Osama bin Laden dead or alive. Oh, and by the way, what preceded the war on terror? Oh, the dot-com bust. Yeah, that's right. Right here in the Trends Journal, we had forecast it in 1999 that it would crash by the second quarter of 2000. We were going into recession. Everybody hated Bush. But then, 9/11, another little draft dodger. Yep. So here we are. You better support InfoWars. Because if you don't, we're finished. They're going to lock us up, shut us down, and maybe kill us. Becoming the American way.
I didn't realize this was back this week. I thought it was next week. I come in this morning, it's back in the warehouse, ready to roll. Bonnie's Ultimate Memory Formula. And the first thing I did was pop one of these bad boys. Overhead shot, please. Look how full this bottle is. Right to the top, folks. Right to the top with these 95% curcuminoid. Again, most turmeric formulas are 5%, some are maybe 10. The other strongest brands are 75%. This is 95%. Super concentrated. So like taking one pill is like taking 10 of the average pill. It's that powerful. Or more. So they're available at InfoWarsStore.com. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Hold out for almost 8 months. Back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Or 888-253-3139.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show with Gerald Celente.
Hey, great being on The Alex Jones Show. And as I said, do everything you can to support InfoWars, because InfoWars is doing everything they can to support you. And we are too with the Trends Journal. You go to Trend, you know, go to the special link that they have over there, and you get a discount. And we're giving you everything we can. I was mentioning about how Owen is being brought up on these charges while these presidents take us to war based on lies. This is from History Today. This day in history, 1993, June 26th. In retaliation for an Iraqi plot to assassinate former President George H.W. Bush during his April visit to Kuwait, President Bill Clinton orders U.S. warships to fire Tomahawk missiles at Iraqi intelligence headquarters. Isn't that nice? Which was a lot of baloney. And what are we doing all that? What's he doing? Why are we involved? Oh, that was the first George Bush Iraq war. I forgot. And what did little Georgie Bush say when he started the second Iraq war? They tried to kill my daddy. I'm not making that up. That's the imbeciles we got running our lives. Look at it. You got the Republican clown over there, McConnell. Biden. Oh, yeah, you saw what happened in Hanoi. Again, they had to take him off stage because he didn't know what he was talking about. Out of his mind. This is what we got. In April 13th, 1933, the day before George Bush was scheduled to Kuwait to be honored for his victory in the Persian Gulf War. Yep. Total lie. Total lie. Kill anybody you want. There he is. These are the people running our lives. Don't forget to vote. Don't forget to vote. So talking about Clinton, Bill Clinton received educational deferments from 1963 to 1968. Again, this is from Lawrence Korb. So he could attend Georgetown and, after graduating, accepted a Rhodes Scholarship to attend Oxford. However, in 1968, when the law that allowed men to receive deferments even for graduate of law school changed, Clinton received his draft notice. But to avoid being drafted in 1968, Bill Clinton used his connections to get permission to join ROTC, the University of Arkansas Law School. This permitted him to avoid the draft and allowed him to return to Oxford to complete his master's. Moreover, in 1969, when he was returning from England, President Nixon instituted a draft lottery. When Clinton received a number that would have ensured that he would not be selected, he reneged on his commitment to join ROTC. All right? All right? A little warmongering freak, like all these other warmongering freaks. Like little Lindsey Graham, a warmongering freak. Hey, did you go fight? No. Well, we'll send others to go die. Hey, how about that Blumenthal up in Connecticut? Oh, yeah, he got a load of deferments. Oh, yeah, but he was another guy connected. So he went into the Marines, but he served in D.C. and Connecticut. And what did he just got back from Ukraine? Safe, keep the war going? Yep. One after another. Look at this guy. Hey, would you bleach your hair? We're the same age. My turn gray. Look at this guy. Look at him. An arrogant, evil man. You want to support Ukraine? Stay over there and fight. Anybody who wants to support Ukraine, send your money, send your wife, send your kids, send your transgenders, send your money, put on your costume, and go fight or shut your mouth. Yep. You ready for this one? Little Mittens Romney. Another little arrogant clown boy. He was the governor of Massachusetts. Oh, now I'm over there, and I'm over there in Utah. A lot of Mormons over there, and I'm a Mormon. August 27th, not long ago, ex-presidential candidate Mitt Romney has claimed that sending weapons to Kyiv is Washington's best defense investment, you ready, in history. Who's this guy talking to? Who's he talking to? He's talking to the general public, Salenti. So shut your mouth. Yep. He made his comments during a visit on Tuesday to Utah-based defense contractor Strider Technologies. Great. He argued that the best way for the U.S. to mitigate the security threat posed by China is to ensure that Russia is defeated in Ukraine. These are the imbeciles running the show. Russia being weakened weakens their ally China, Romney said. And by the way, being able to take an amount that equals about 5% of our military budget to help the Ukrainians is the best national defense spending I think we've ever done. I think you're a real moron. I think you're an arrogant jerk. I think you're a cowardly draft dodger. You didn't go. We're the same age. You didn't go to Vietnam. No, no, no. Yep. Raised in Bluefield Hills, Michigan, by George and Lenore Romney, he spent over 2 years in France as a Mormon missionary during the Vietnam War. He married Ann Davis, blah, 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 active in the Church of the Latter-day Saints. Yep. As Church of the Latter-day Saints renounced war and violence as a means to settle disputes. As a church, Latter-day Saints renounced war and violence as a means of settling disputes. To those who would violate their peace and freedom, Latter-day Saints first lift the standard of peace. They bear repeated offensive with patience while exploring peaceful alternatives to war. Huh. I guess these Latter-day Saints are really late on the Ukraine war. What a bunch of clowns running and ruining our lives. It is very much in America's national interest, in our national interest, to help Ukraine. And the best thing we can do for America is to see people who have nuclear weapons aimed at us getting weaker. Romney claims the U.S. is devastating the Russian military by arming Ukraine. Oh, yeah? Ukraine's losing this war. We're getting one-side reports. You listen to Colonel McGregor, Douglas McGregor. You listen to Scott Ritter. You listen to the other people that are bringing in other information. The counteroffensive, the spring counteroffensive, that now they're talking about an autumn counteroffensive, and the spring counteroffensive didn't start until almost the summer. And Russia still controls almost 20% of the country. Only about 6 million Ukrainians left the country. Only 17 million are in need of financial aid. Their infrastructure is being destroyed. And you got a clown boy saying that we're winning. They're winning. I guess they're going to kill me for saying that. Listen, we come back, I'm going to talk about the economy, because we're going to go into rough territory. We'll be right back.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Salente.
8339 The Alex Jones Show. Again, if you subscribe to the Trends Journal, you get a big break on it. And you go to jonestrends.com, jonestrends.com, because we're going into very difficult times. And this is the only magazine in the world that gives you history before it happens. And again, it's pennies a week. I think it's like about $2 a week or when you subscribe, nothing. It's $5 a day for the Wall Street Journal, $4 a day for the toilet paper record, the New York Times. And again, we're giving you what nobody's giving you. Yeah. So anyway, and also support InfoWars. They got great products out there, and they're not going to last. And get what you can get, because it not only helps you, it helps InfoWars. The products are terrific. And again, my favorite, of course, is Super Male Vitality, and they got a load of other ones. They got the DNA Force Plus, and that's back. And got one great product after another. So get what you can, because they're giving you everything that they can. It's back in stock, and you want to get that DNA going up, because everything else is going down. So, moving on to the economy. Yep, there you go. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. Boop, boop, ba-doop. DNA Force Plus. So, going back, I just want to finish this up before I go into the economy. GOP hopeful Mitt Romney was the first candidate to react to former Libyan dictator Muammar Gaddafi's death. Quote, "I think it's about time," Romney said in a town hall in Iowa. Isn't that great? A terrible tyrant that killed his own people and murdered Americans and others. Oh, yeah? Killed more people than America did? Vietnam? They draft Archer you didn't go to, only about over 3 million, poisoned the place with Agent Orange, as well as our soldiers. Killed some 60,000 U.S. guys. Hundreds of thousands.
Take hours to go over all the evidence which proves that the attack on September 11th, 2001 was an inside job. And I suggest you look into it if you haven't already. But to simplify the situation, all you need to do is look at Building 7. What some people still don't realize is that there were three buildings that fell into their own footprint that day. Three buildings that fell at free fall speed, indistinguishable from controlled demolitions, because that's exactly what they were. As the towers came crashing down, we can see the signatures of a controlled demolition. The official story is that Building 7, known as 7 World Trade Center, caught fire as a result of debris from the Twin Towers, which somehow caused a critical internal column to break, causing a cascading failure and collapse. And if this nonsensical official narrative were true, it would make it the first and only steel skyscraper in the world to collapse from fires. The building's owner, Larry Silverstein, took control of the Twin Towers just weeks before 9/11 and had them insured to cover terrorist attacks. After Building 7 collapsed, Silverstein told the media that the decision was made to pull it, suggesting that the building was collapsed on purpose.
I remember getting a call from the fire department commander telling me that they were not sure they were going to be able to contain the fire. I said, you know, we've had such terrible loss of life.
Hey, great being back here. We had a little technical difficulty. So you get the rest of that on band. You know, the video there, where I was talking about Mitt Romney. And he goes, we went, then he goes, he loved that Romney, that Gaddafi got killed. I think it's about time, he said, after he found out. And then on April 26, 2021, he said, we went there to eliminate the threat to al-Qaeda in Afghanistan and knock down the Taliban. We stayed there for 20 years because we knew if we left, al-Qaeda would reconstitute the attack on us again. Yeah, here we are, 9/11. Nobody attacked us since. I guess that's because we get felt up at the airport, and it works so great, you know? Yeah. And again, you want the Trends Journal, you go to jonestrends.com. I want to get into the economy. American consumers are worried about access to credit amid persistently higher interest rates and tighter standards at banks, according to the Federal Reserve survey released today. All right? It's one after another. And by the way, these guys, you know, that are going in there, and young kids too, this smash and grab stuff that they're doing, you know, they're going into stores, flash grabs, they call them, whatever they call them. This didn't happen before the COVID lockdowns. This didn't happen. And San Francisco is like, you know, it's hell town now. Yeah, left my heart in San Francisco. Yeah, you left more than your heart in San Francisco. You left the future of America in San Francisco when these clowns locked everything down. So one store after another is closing down and changing. This was not happening before the COVID war. Guys are not beating up 60, 70-year-old people with bats and sticks before the COVID war. Suicide rates are not skyrocketing before the COVID war. On and on and on. But anyway, I want to go back to the economy. I'm just going to read you some quick headlines. Startup funding shrinks in Europe. Eurozone recession likely as business activity slows. Eurozone business downturn increases uncertainty on rates. Eurozone house building falls at its fastest pace since 2020. Yeah, that was when the COVID war began and everything was locked down. Eurozone business activity slumps. Business activity in 19 European countries that use the euro has been contracting faster than anticipated. No, not faster than anticipated, faster than what you were saying, but we didn't anticipate it. We said it was going to crash. And it's going to get worse. It's in your magazine. We've been saying it for months. Their purchasing managers index, the PMI, it's at 46.7. Manufacturing is important, not consumer spending. Any number under 50 is contraction. 46.7 is contraction. And it goes on. It's one after another down. German industrial gloom deepens as production falls. Yep. Fell 0.8% month on month. They anticipate it will only go down 0.5. Germany's economic rut gets deeper. German business confidence slides. Germany's shrinking economy sparks a struggle for solutions. Germany facing zero growth. Oh, that's according to the Bundesbank. So, no, it's not a misinformation. Germany is the world's fourth largest economy. Got it? Bloomberg. China's worsening economic slowdown is rippling across the globe. Blow me away. I would have never guessed it. Post-pandemic world facing gloomy stew of debt, trade wars, and poor productivity. Reuters. Chinese exports fall for the fourth straight month. Ready? Wall Street Journal just came out late last week. Real estate doom loop threatens America's banks. No kidding. We've been warning about this since the lockdowns. Your office vacancy rate, occupancy rate, according to Castle, of the 10 largest cities is around 47%. All the businesses that depended on commuters, gone, going out. People are going to work Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, no more happy hours on Friday. This banking bust is real. It's only going to get worse. The worst is yet to come. You better do everything you can to prepare, prevail, and prosper. And again, we're doing everything we can, and you do everything you can to support InfoWars, because they're going to take us off the air. People hate me because I'm on InfoWars, but I love InfoWars because who they are and what they do.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.